celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of you and your furry best friend. My very first guest is Lucy Postens, founder of The Honest Kitchen. Hi, Lucy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you very much.
And, you know, I've been feeding our dog, Junior, The Honest Kitchen since we adopted him in 2009, and now to our newly adopted dog, Jake. So for our listeners who have not been introduced to The Honest Kitchen, can you talk a little bit about what makes your product different than what is on the market today?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there are a couple of things that really set The Honest Kitchen's products apart. The first is the fact that all of our foods are 100% human food grade. We source all of our raw ingredients from the human food chain, so it's the same celery that goes into soups, and, you know, the same apples and bananas and things that humans eat. And our dehydration process is also very unique. It all takes place in a human food facility, so there's nothing in that facility that a human being can't eat. And it maintains that human grade and human edible status right from the fields all the way to Fido's bowl.
And I like it that it's dehydrated, and what's fun for us, because we do travel a lot, it's easy for us to hydrate, you know, once we get to our destination. But when you were thinking about developing this, what gave you the idea for the dehydration?
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually was working for another pet food company, a conventional kibble and canned food company here in the San Diego area for a number of years before I started The Honest Kitchen. And while I was working for them, I had actually become fairly interested in doing a home-prepared raw diet for my dog. And so I started doing that using my own fresh and frozen raw ingredients. And I ended up having to buy a chest freezer to store everything in, and found the whole thing to be a little bit time-consuming and slightly messy, although I really liked the results that I saw with my dog. And so I just began thinking, how could I make a fresh, healthy meal for my dog while making it a little bit more simple and convenient to prepare? And that's really where the idea from dehydration came from, actually just purely removing the moisture or the water from the fresh raw ingredients and leaving everything else just as nature intended it. So then the water can be added back. So we're not shipping water or, you know, any of that moisture content around the country. The food becomes really concentrated. So a 10-pound box will make about 43 pounds of fresh food once you rehydrate it with the warm water.
Yeah, I think it's a great value as well. And I should mention that our cat Charlie is also a fan and loves your prowl. Do you get a lot of interest from cat owners about The Honest Kitchen?
We do, yes. We do get quite a lot of interest. Cats are a little bit more tricky customers than dogs are typically. so we sometimes have to help people with their battle with their felines to get them to eat the food. We do have some cats who really take to it right away and they love it. You know, the customer will add the prowl to whatever food they were feeding before, and the cat licks it right up and leaves behind his old food. And then there are other cats who are the opposite way around, and they take a little while to phase into it. One interesting thing I did hear somebody saying recently was that they had actually dipped their cat's paws into the prowl and just gently dipped them in. And so the cat was forced to lick his own paws because they can't stand to be dirty. And then he liked the food right after that. So I thought that was
quite interesting. That's a good idea.
Yeah, Charlie,
when we first adopted her, we would just leave the food out, you know, so she could graze or do whatever. So when we first received the prowl, I wasn't sure what to do with that. But now I just basically I don't leave the food out all day anyway, so this works out perfectly. And you have a lot of great products, and I was wondering if you have anything that's coming up in 2011 that's new in development.
Yes, we do, actually. We're working on a couple more medicinal teas. We have currently we've got the Lithe, which is an herbal medicinal tea for bone and joint health. And we're just finalizing the formulations and getting ready to launch two new teas. One is a calming formula, and then the other one is for urinary tract health. So those will be launched the first part of the new year, probably early spring. And then we're also working on a new grain-free cat food, a second cat formula, which will be based on turkey, and then another grain-free dog food, which will be made with beef. So those are the main product developments for next year. And then we're also going to have a really strong focus on education next year, providing lots of new educational materials, additional articles for our website. Our e-book, which came out a few weeks ago, has been really popular online. Subscribers to our newsletter get a free e-book, which they can download from our website. And so we're going to actually produce that into a physical printed copy that stores will be able to hand out to their customers to really educate people on the link between good food and health, and then conversely, bad food and bad health. So we want people to really understand how diet can affect things like ear infections and GI upset and itchy skin, things like that.
Well, you have a lot. And where can listeners find the Honest Kitchen in their area, or where can they go to learn more?
They can go to our website, which is www.thehonestkitchen.com. And from there, there's actually a store locator. You can put your zip code in on the top right-hand corner, put your zip code in, and it'll give you a list of all the stores in your area. And then people can, of course, also order from us directly online if they don't have a neighborhood pet supply store. But we are constantly adding more and more authorized resellers. And I think we're up to about 2,000 now nationwide, and branching up into Canada as well.
Oh, good for you. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky callers.
Yes, we do. We've got a jar of our ice pups, which are, it's a powdered broth. It's a chicken and turkey broth, and then it's got some green herbs like dandelion and watercress. And it's a powdered mix that you hydrate with warm water, and then you can serve as a warm beverage, which is great for the colder winter months. If your pup's been out playing in the snow or out hiking in cold weather, you can serve that as a beverage. Or in the summertime, you can actually freeze it as a cooling, frosty treat. So the ice pups will be available for the first caller to call in.
Oh, that's wonderful. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive ice pups from the Honest Kitchen. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Lucy, for taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me.
For more information, visit their website at thehonestkitchen.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking with someone who has designs with Fido in mind. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
I have a muted tardy cat who thinks that she's a boy.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't care if she's gay. That's fine. I mean, I'm totally cool with her expressing her lesbian self.
Well, I'm glad you have an open mind. We're all going to talk about that here.
That's good, and I'm not saying I want to change your...
Catch Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, I'm a big fan of our next guest, Tammy Arnett with Pet Flies. Hi, Tammy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, it always puts a smile on my face when I visit your website, petflies.com. You have great fun and useful products.
Thank you. I feel the same way every time I open up a Fido-Friendly magazine. There's so much to look at.
Oh, well, thank you. I just think, you know, for people that haven't been to your website, petflies.com, they should take a look, because you do have a lot of different things. And what was the impetus behind this? What made you start Pet Flies?
Well, I started Pet Flies about 6 years ago when I was living in Arizona and commuting back and forth to Los Angeles. And at the time, I was working in the garment business, and I rescued a little minpin.
And there they are.
That's the office staff. They're not quite well trained yet. Anyway, I'd rescued a little minpin, and I was flying back and forth with him. And the bag that I fell in love with, I asked some friends to pick up one for me in Italy, and they kind of hesitated. And I thought, well, why are they hesitating? And they said, okay, no problem, but you have to pay for it up front. And I'm like, well, how much could it be? And they said $1,500. And I was oh, my gosh, that is crazy. And then I started looking for a travel bag, and all I really found were really inexpensive ones or really high-end ones. And I thought, you know, I bet you I could come up with a design that I would be happy to travel with, that would be safe for my dog, and that would fill a void in the market. So I did.
And well, you sure did.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. No, go ahead. I said you sure did. And I was going to ask what, you know, for the people that haven't looked at that, what kind of products you have available beyond the carrier, which is really fun. And I love the monkey. I was sincere when I said that. When you look on the website, it's going to bring a smile to your face. So what kind of products will we find there?
Well, what we started with was two carriers in one size. And now the line has just grown to include 11 different styles of a travel bag in three different sizes. We have tote bags that are faux fur. We have snuggle bugs. We have pet steps. We have functional items like Peter pads. That's to prevent your male dog from marking if you go visit someone and you don't want to leave like a bad lasting impression. So we have necessity items. We have fun items. We have clothing. We have sweaters. We have toys. We have poop bags. It's kind of turned into a much bigger line than I had ever imagined.
Yeah. No. And I mentioned the monkey, and it's really adorable. So I wanted to ask who comes up with all the whimsical designs.
That would be me and my office staff. mostly me. And the monkey is one of our best sellers. And the monkey bag is actually called Uncle Monkey. And it's just a cute play on a monkey-themed item. We have the monkey sweater. We have a monkey toy. There's a whole monkey ensemble. And a lot of people call their little dogs my monkey, and I just kind of seem to work. But that is one of our best sellers.
Yeah, what else would you think that there are? Because I know beyond the carriers, let's say, you know, my dogs will never, ever fit in a carrier, even as puppies. That would never, ever happen. So other best sellers are there that would be non-carrier related. What would you think about that?
Well, we have some toys. I'm really proud of our Perfect World Pets because a portion of the proceeds goes to helping Pets of the Homeless, which is an organization that supplies food and veterinary care throughout the United States and Canada to people that cannot afford pet food or vaccines, that are in jeopardy of, you know, possibly becoming homeless. They work with shelters to make sure that they don't have to leave their best friend behind, that they can still stay together. So they provide a really needed service right now in this economical climate. I'm really proud of those. Those are Perfect World Pets, and those can be for any dog, any size, and they spread a good word and a good message. And then also we have doggy waste bag holders, which everybody needs to pick up after their pets. So that's a product that also is not weight or breed specific.
Yeah, and everybody can use those. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
I do. It's one of our newer carriers. It's called Pony Express, and these are made in the United States, which we're really proud of being able to diversify our line and offer quite a few items from it that are made in the United States. And the Pony Express carrier is one of those items. And your lucky listener will be able to choose from five different styles. They can see that on our website, but there's the Betsy Ross, Dixie Doe, Puppy Love, Courage, and also Baby Burrow. And they'll be able to pick their design, and it'll be for a small dog, though. It'll hold up to 12 pounds.
Yeah, this is really, really special. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the Pony Express Small Dog Carrier. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Tammy, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan. Always happy.
For more information, log on to petflies.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking with someone who's taken the mess out of feeding Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, my next guest is Jackie Bettini from Neater Feeder. And she's on the line to tell us about a unique and mess-free way to feed our pets. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I love this product. Now, why did you develop the Neater Feeder?
Well, it was actually developed because we, my husband and I have probably two of the sloppiest dogs on the planet. And one day he walked into the laundry room and it happened to be a culmination of a whole bunch of things happened at one time. And he walked in to clean the laundry room out and he was like, oh my gosh, how do you deal with this mess every day? We've got four kids and these two dogs and the food was spilled in with a dirty laundry and it was just overwhelming. And he's like, there's got to be a better way. You can't be living like this. How do you do this? So he ran out to the store to try to find that better way. Could not find it anywhere. So that's kind of how the whole process started, and it just became a project of his to create something that will really help maintain that mess that most pet owners have.
Well, it truly is brilliant. I can't really describe it. People will need to go to your website, neaterfeeder.com. But what makes this different than other raised feeders that are on the market?
Well, what makes it different is that it's really the only feeder out there that actually manages the mess around those pet bowls. And how it works is a two-part system with a splash guard around the back. So what it does, first it will capture any spill or splash that is made from the slobbering dog, that it's over-aggressive eater or drinker, and all that food that comes out of their mouth. It's going to capture all that mess. The second thing it does, it actually separates that mess. So we've got a slope channels between the two bowls, and then we've got this colander-like filtering system. So any water that is splashed out or slobber that it comes off the dog's mouth or cat's playing with her water or whatever would be channeled down those slope channels through the filtering system, and it'll be held in a lower containment system off your floors, off your walls, you know, all contained nice and neat if you can get to it. The other great thing about it is that any food that is spilled is now held in the upper reservoir. And what's really nice about that, it really takes away that mush that goes on when you have the food spill and the water spill mixed together. Really separates that. So what's great about that also is that the food can be reused. So we save a lot of money on food, and besides the damage to your home, we're also saving money that way too.
I think it's brilliant. It reminds me of that show that's on every year about the, you know, the next great invention. It just seems like that's one of those that that would have been displayed. I think the one that won the last time was the cat emery board. I don't know
right.
if you've seen that
yeah.
show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, and so are there different sizes? Because you mentioned cats.
Yes, we actually have four sizes right now. We've got a small Neater Feeder, and that is typical for your like a Yorkie type dog that has two stainless steel two cup bowls. The medium is for your Beagle type dog, and that actually is a 2 4-cup bowls. And the large is more for your Lab type dog, and that is 2 8-cup bowls. We also do offer a cat unit, which has been a huge seller. Apparently cats, you know, sometimes can't always see their water, and they like to pat it with their paw, and they really like to make a mess. Or they like to, you know, when the food, or the kibble falls on the floor, they like to kind of swat it across the room. This really helps contain that mess for cats, too. It's been a great seller for cats. And that comes with 2 cup-and-a-half bowls, stainless steel bowls.
And another thing I want to mention is your website. It's very functional, but it's really clean, and you can see exactly what the products are like. But you also have a really nice video. Now, I want to know who was the model. Was that one of your sloppy dogs?
That was the inspiration. He's our spokes dog. That was my rescue Duke, and he was the one that used to go in there and, you know, decide to swim in his water bowl. So he was the inspiration, and now he's the model. So and the spokes dog, the company spokes dog. So, yeah, he's been a good rescue for us.
Yeah, he sounds like it. Well, I think it's a great, great invention. I can't say enough great things about it. So, and I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
We do. Absolutely. I would love to be able to give one of your listeners a Neater Feeder. I would just need to know what size they would need because, it's, you know, we do need to fit it perfectly for their pet. And we would love to send one out to one of your listeners.
Well, thank you very much. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive the Neater Feeder. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Jackie, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me.
For more information, log on to neaterfeeder.com. And that's it for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk. For more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Borders, Barnes & Nobles, Hastings, or save a tree and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio Network.